News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and my expert this morning. When you start talking about the air, it's got to be Todd St. Orange with the Gulf Coast Air Care.
Yeah, something's in the air. A little rain. We have needed some rain, right?
I'm happy about it. Yeah, yeah. My little plants outside, that I brought them in because of the cold. Yeah. And then I said, it's going to rain. I'm putting them back out. Then I'm going to have to run them back in tonight because it's going to get cold tomorrow.
Yeah, I know how that is.
So how you doing?
Well, good. I'm doing good. Good. Happy New Year, I guess. Well, I was here
you
in
were
January.
Here? Yeah, so, you were yeah, here yeah. in January, so we're covered for that.
Yep.
But you said you were just had a big celebration, I understand.
Well, yeah. So my wife and I, our first date was the day before the Super Bowl. Of course, the Super Bowl has moved several times since 1985.
Wow.
But yes, thank you, Taylor. If you're listening, we got into Jackson's. I pulled a desperado call down to the Grits Girls and hooked us up. So it was really nice to go to Restaurant Week and all that.
So, yeah, anyways, that's great. Yeah, so how many years is that, sir?
39 married next month, but 41 years.
Wow. Hats off to you. That's so special. Yeah, so, how great is that?
I love you, Kathy, if you're listening out there.
Shout out to Kathy. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
Very cool.
She's on her perch probably. You know, we found some invoices that we needed to do this
morning, so great. The romantic stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So,
well, tell us about Gulf Coast Air Care for folks that may not be familiar with you. I can't imagine you've been in this community decades now.
Right, right. Yeah.
But go ahead and tell us about
moved,
what you did.
Well, you know, in January is a big thing because the day we finally got all of our stuff moved into town was Martin Luther King Day in 88.
Oh, no kidding.
So
that's 37 years.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, my goodness.
January.
Almost
so, yeah, yeah. That Super Bowl date's important and that that Martin Luther King date's important and, you know, that first date's important and Air Care, you know, 31 years, we went over, we had our birthday in December, so we're into our 31st year now.
Man, and, but see, that says a lot about you. I talk about it a lot of time about the show, about how important when we have our family, local businesses to support.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take long. If you're not reputable, if you don't have integrity, this town, you won't last very long. But if you do, people mm-hmm. will support you. They will come back. They'll tell their friends, and their friends will tell their friends. And that's what you build a good business on, those connections and relationships.
Well, and you know what? We have always tried to do through this platform, this format, and a lot of the stuff that I do is want to educate people about, you know, what your house is supposed to feel like. The indoor air quality is kind of a vague term that, mm-hmm. you know, some people are like, what? You know, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand. So, but, you know, gaps, cracks, and holes is one of the things I always say. And then, you know, comfort and healthy buildings and energy efficient buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we want to kind of support that. And we've been around doing that for years and years and years. And, you know, I think the most important thing is creating great good expectations for people. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, I'm still shocked 31 years in, people have never had their ductwork cleaned. Like, how does this work? Like, wow.
Well, you know, really? It's one of those things where as long as it's running okay, I'm just going to leave it alone. Because I think, I mean, I'll just speak for myself. I don't know anything about air conditioning. I've shared that with you before. As long as it's working, I'm a happy girl. And the
well,
minute
I
it's done, I know. And the minute it is, I call Todd. So, I mean, but I think we sort of do that. There are things we just take for granted. It's going to be fine.
You know, that
we
old school moniker about out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it
yeah,
and all that.
But if you know what? Maintenance and doing those, being due diligent about those things makes a huge difference,
I always
right?
use that analogy about your house as a bucket, you know. Mm-hmm. And we live in a humid climate, so there's always water in the bucket.
Right.
When the bucket overflows, then you're looking for the number to Gulf Coast Air Care, which is 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.
Well, you gave me one of those cool little hydrometers.
Right, hygrometer, yeah.
Hygrometer. Mm-hmm. And so I have it sitting on my kitchen counter, sort of towards the top. And it's fascinating to me how drastically the humidity can change.
It's so interesting. So my office manager is Vanessa. She has been a family friend, lives down the street from me for years and years. And we were talking the other day. She goes, "Oh, I got a frowny face on my hygrometer on her desk," and you know, because we have these things all over the place. I said, "A frowny face, huh? Too low." And she goes, "Yeah, it's been 23% humidity, And according to the little hygrometer, mm-hmm. it's got a little frowny face, a
right.
little emoji or icon thing on yeah. it, you know. And so you want that humidity to be up a little bit. Otherwise,
right around 40%, I think you told
yeah.
me.
It's
pretty good.
The one in my office has been pretty low for a mm-hmm. long time.
Mm-hmm.
But this moisture and humidity today, I could already feel it, you know, yeah. at the house. I got up this morning, I'm like, oh, our humidity's, you know, back.
Coming back.
So if you can get to 50% or lower,
mm-hmm.
that's the comfort zone, you know. And if you're above 60 or 65%,
you start to feel it.
Well, it's cold and clammy, but you're eventually going to go down the mold road because there's enough moisture, water vapor,
right.
humidity to sustain microbial growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you run into issues with humidity. You know, and a lot of people, if you don't have a hygrometer, the only tool that you have, the only thing you look at the thermostat and you're punching that temperature up or down, that's it.
Right.
So there's a whole nother factor in comfort that comes with figuring out what your humidity is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it kind of gives you a little bit more data or a little bit more information. When you get one of those little hygrometers, you can move it around. So, you know, you have a separate master suite in your house, and that's where all the showers and all the
right.
stuff happens. You can move it back there and see if you're ventilating that space to try and get that humidity to 50%. And in most houses in our climate, depending on, you know, design factors, age of the house, all that kind of stuff, you're probably not going to get below 50% relative humidity without supplemental dehumidification,
mm-hmm.
which is a standalone whole house dehumidifier and all that. But it's so important for that to be understood by the homeowner, the occupants, or whatever. And then, you know, getting there is typically you need help. A lot of time, you know, we did a duct redesign this week. We had a guy that his house, it didn't ventilate correctly. He had hot and cold rooms,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all that.
And that happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, and he had an old moldy duct system, and we tore it all out and put a new duct system
goodness.
In and redesigned it to where, you know, now it's going to ventilate that house correctly. His humidity will come down, you know.
And no mold.
No wear and tear on the air conditioning system.
Mm-hmm.
And, the microbial growth goes down. So.
Gosh.
But, you know, when we talk about that water in the bucket, like we talked about, there's also a standard for mold remediation that has a condition one normal fungal ecology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, normal fungal ecology between Colorado or Vegas and here are way different because of our climate conditions,
of
the humidity,
course.
You know,
so
the
dry
climate we
out
have
there.
Here. Yeah, it's dry there.
Right.
So, but our normal fungal ecology here, we have mold in every house. As long as it's not out of control, and if you have sensitivities or allergies or something like that, you know, oftentimes it's maintenance, it's duct cleaning, it's remediation,
mm-hmm.
or it's preventive measures like ultraviolet lights and whole house dehumidifiers and, you know, different things you can keep up with. You know, we constantly tell people, and now is not the time, but the drain line where the water drains out of the house, you want to get that out of the house and away from the side of the unit out there,
mm-hmm.
and that's another humidity or moisture water source. And so you know, that's a simple thing that people can do, but you know, they call us oftentimes like, you know, and we want to try and educate you, help you, and then get information and find out, you know, what are your sensitivities, what do you think the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if somebody's been in your attic traveling around and, you know, knocked a duct loose, or you hear this little scratching and, you know, the
dreaded
hippie hopping around like
noises.
The squirrels are building right. a nest in there, rats in there.
Yeah.
And that's a common thing for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they'll start chewing on the duct, and then you got duct leakage, and then, you know, snowball effect.
Right. So. Talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care, and certainly he is the expert. So if you have some questions, maybe you've been thinking, is now the time to see if that duct work is okay in my house? What about the ventilation? What about the humidity? Give us a call at 850-437-1620. And I would venture to say that this is a good time to have you come out and take a look at someone's system.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that
we're not there.
It is.
We're
not to spring checkup yet, but mm-hmm. it's time to start thinking about getting somebody to look at your system
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you're prepared when that air conditioner comes on at middle, end of April, May, and runs all the way through September, October.
Do you have any advice for what we're going through right now? I mean, we've had 20 degrees in the morning, and then yesterday was almost 70. It was 67, I think. Today, it's going to be in the 60s, and then tomorrow morning, it's back down to 32 again.
Well, it's got to wreak havoc
on your systems.
Well, and oftentimes, people will have heat on in the morning and then off in the midday, and then it warms up in the afternoon, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, let's turn the air conditioner on. And oftentimes we get these calls this time of year, and at the beginning of winter, like in late October, mm-hmm. November, first part of December, depending on weather patterns, we get these people that call up and say, oh, I got this horrible sour mess, mm-hmm. smell, whatever. And the heater, you definitely know that the first time you kick it on. But this coil going from wet to dry to wet to dry to wet to dry because you're using air and then heat and mm-hmm. then air and then heat. If you have a biofilm or anything on there, when you dry that out and then re-wet it, you just get this sour, you know, like musty towels that you left too long in the dryer, or wet dog. Stinky, dirty sock syndrome. That's a real deal.
Got it. We're good.
And you'll get that coming. And oftentimes it's just more noticeable because you're going from heat to nothing to air, and that coil dries out. If it's not clean, mm-hmm. you know, that musty odor will come right back. And the odor is indicative of, you know, a source of contamination.
How clean it is or not.
Microbial growth, allergens, that sort of thing. So
we do have a comment from one of our listeners here. 850-437-1620. We're talking with Todd St. Orts, who's with Gulf Coast Air Care. You're going to like this one, Todd. It says, we bought our house about a year ago and had Gulf Coast Air Care do their thing, in quotes. And then big letters, so glad we did, point. And the question is, how often, now that we've had you come in and do this, uh-huh. how often should we have you come back and do a preventative maintenance inspection?
Oh, that's good. So the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, the Association of Air Conditioning Engineers, there are several sources, ASHRAE and ACCA, which is the Air Conditioning Construction Association. Anyway, there's a bunch of them out there that say you should have an inspection at a minimum once a year. You know, residential, commercial, institutional, you definitely want somebody looking at your house at a minimum once a year. And here, the way our seasonal stuff is set up, that big season is summer season. So, you know, spring checkups, now's not too early to get us to, you know, schedule a time, come look and see what's going on. If you need a coil clean, blower clean, all that kind of stuff, you can get that done and prepare for that summertime coming up.
Is there a fee to have you come out and do that inspection or just take a look?
We do free estimates when we look at issues or, you know, duct cleaning quotes and, you know, maintenance quotes and all that kind of stuff. You know, our standard service call is $79. So mm-hmm. if you know that you just need a service call or whatever, and we can help you look at, you know, what type of filters are you using, you know, what can you do to keep this thing from having, you know, to need a professional to come out, be it me or another HVAC. A lot of people have their own company that they use, and that's fine with us because we have tons of company. After 31 years in the business, we have tons of guys that we work with that they handle the equipment, we handle the duct. It's a mm-hmm. beautiful relationship. And, you know, so don't feel any pressure that or any guilt like, oh, I'm going behind my HVAC guy's back. Well, that's not the case. You know, you might need somebody to look at the duct, and oftentimes they'll check your unit, but they're not really going in the duct and crawling back there and looking at the condition of the duct, whether it needs to be cleaned or needs some remediation or, you know, with this cold weather too, some of the calls we're taking is like, well, I got cold rooms. It doesn't heat up right.
Right.
And, you know, when you have that cold weather, you find out that it's like, yeah, there's an airflow issue, and that leads into another one.
Yes, we've got some texts coming in this morning, 850-437-1620. I've got a question from Bruce. He's asking, do you have some sort of annual subscription plan or possibly a maintenance plan?
Yeah, you know, we've been on again, off again on that, and we're typically right now we're scheduling, you know, just service agreements because we've had a bunch of commercial work. I just got another big one that came onto my desk this morning. So, mm-hmm. I Yes and no. It depends on, you know, the services and the stuff that we're doing.
Gotcha. So, yeah, okay.
Thank you for
but,
that one.
But the best thing probably would be to give you a call.
Yeah, call us 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com. You can go through our website.
Okay, got another question coming in this morning, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and our expert is in the house. So how do you get rid of that odor during the winter, going from wet to dry to wet to dry, like you were saying?
Yeah,
how do you get rid of that?
That's a great call. So that's typically a biofilm that dries out and then gets wet on a coil. So clean that coil, and then, you know, the surefire way is to put ultraviolet light across that coil, and it kills any of that stuff on it. So the C band of UV light, which is a UVC emitter, A and B UV is what gives you a sunburn when you go to the beach without sunscreen. The C band of UV light is what we use in the air conditioning system.
Oh, interesting.
It's a different light wavelength, and it kills on a cellular level. So, and every coil is going to eventually get dirty because, you know, all your air filters don't catch 100% of everything. So, you know, keeping that coil clean, keeping that drain line flushed out, but then that ultraviolet light really works well. And those, I've been doing ultraviolet lights for probably 20 years.
Is it
and the evolution
in?
Of those are just amazing.
How does that work then? Is it plugged in all the time? Or
it's wired to the unit voltage. So if the power's on in your house, the light's going to be on 24/7.
Wow.
It shines on the coil. And it's low voltage. It runs off the low voltage transformer. So it's not costing you a ton of, you know, if your thermostat's lit up, then that power from that also runs a thermostat is running that UV light.
And is so that something you could install for someone?
Month.
Or
yeah, yeah. We do a ton of those.
But so, that's something I wouldn't even think of, to be honest with you.
Right.
So that's great.
And a lot of people, you know, they see it in the marketplace. They see different things, and then they call us and ask us, like, all right, what's the real deal? Putting it up in the ductwork doesn't really do as much as putting it on the evaporator coil, because that coil's wet during air conditioning, and that's where all the stuff builds up and kind of spreads from there. It's dark. It's the right temperature. There's moisture there. There's all these little radiator fins there.
Right.
So that's where the stuff starts building up, and then it spreads up into the top unit, up into the ductwork.
Oh, my gosh.
Downstream. So you want to have it at the source, which is on that evaporator coil, and it needs adjacent. You can put it top or bottom, but it needs to be 2-3 inches from that coil surface to get the maximum effect out of the. And there's a lot of people that have them up in the plenum or up in the top of the unit, and it'll shine down in there, but it not nearly as effective as having that light shining directly on the evaporator coil, which is inside the furnace or inside the air handler unit.
Boy, what a great tip that is.
It is
really good. Talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care, got another text that came in from our friend that
had
you.
Wow, they've awakened out there.
So this is the customer that you had that they just sent in a nice text earlier. Can you also talk about something that Sam mentioned to us, which was to keep candle burning to a minimum? Now that's interesting.
Yeah, we see, you know, it's people, you know, they have this kind of gray film or whatever. If you have combustion going, whether it's a soy candle, a beeswax candle, or a regular, you know, just paraffin candle, if you have combustion going, you're producing soot. And that soot's going to eventually accumulate, and it shows up on the duct system. So
really?
What we have done in the past is you want to minimize your candle usage to only special occasion, you know.
Really? I've never heard this before.
But when you take a 2-pound chunk of wax with 3 wicks in it and light that thing up, and it smells like country vanilla or, you know.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We just finished Christmas, you know, with the cinnamon and, you know, that sort
the
of thing.
Smells,
when you burn
again.
All that down, that just kind of gets aerosolized and it goes into the air, and the air conditioning system picks it up, and then we see these vent. It looks like there's been a fire in there.
You can smudge
on that vent, and it's gray, and you smudge on that, and it's greasy soot.
Oh, my goodness.
So we tell people water-based thing. You know, they have these wicking sticks where you put it in the essential oils. So 2 drops of essential oil is like 2 pounds of wax.
No kidding.
So it's a lot better for the indoor environment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want fragrance, certainly I'm an indoor air quality guy, so I like everything neutral. Because if anything's going on, I can smell. It's like, this is not neutral. This stinks.
Yeah.
Or this is really nice. You know, it's like there smells like a lemon pies in the oven or something.
Right.
Deal like that.
Cookies.
But yeah, that's it. I haven't found that essential oil that's really oatmeal good raisin yeah. cookie or whatever. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're still looking for that one.
Yeah. 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 But I'm sure it's out there. So,
So you're saying the oils are better than
they
the candles.
Are because you're not, you don't have as much material. And then, you know, they make these water based potpourris like a little tiny crock pot, and you put up water on there.
Yep.
And those kind of simmer and give you
Those don't have the same residue?
They don't, because they're water based. So it's combustion. It's that fire from that candle, or, you know, those scentsy things are, you know, when you put those things that melt that wax and give you a fragrance, you're also getting, as a byproduct of that, you're getting some accumulation up in the duct system and we see it. We see these coils that are black. We see these blowers that have just a black smudgy stuff, you know, because all that stuff gets in the air, and then the air kicks on and it pulls the airflow through the return. You'll see it on the air filter.
Interesting. Okay. Got another text came this morning wanting to know, since we were talking about the UV lights, so how much do the replacement UV lights usually cost?
Yeah, the UV lights are a little bit sporty. The replacement bulb, if you have one, and there's a lot of different manufacturers of UV lights out there. There's some germicidal lights. There's some high-end ones. But they're typically $200, $300 on the bulb. We use a 2-year and a 3-year bulb, depending on the application.
You just answered my question. And I was going to say, how long did it last?
Yeah, okay. The manufacturer, because they start out like a spotlight, and then the light intensity drops, so you end up with a nightlight, and you want to have that bright light intensity shining on there. So the manufacturer says change it out after 9,000 hours, 13,000 hours.
Gotcha. Some of them.
So and we found an American company that has a 2- and 3-year bulb. They're down in South Florida. They got bought out by one of the big HVAC supply companies a couple years ago, but the same guy's still running the company, and they're awesome. That, you know, it's American-made stuff, lifetime warranty on their little power supplies and all that. So I'm a big fan of the Blue Tube stuff.
Okay, got another question
all
coming
right, man,
in this
we got
morning.
Well, let's squeeze it in.
Okay, this was one I was just thinking about, and the question is, okay, I understand about candles. Now, what about my fireplace?
Yeah, the fireplace is, you know, you want to have that thing cleaned. Mm-hmm. It's really important. If you smell soot or have any smoke in the fire, then you have a draft problem.
Right.
And then there's typically a seal. It's like an asbestos-type rope. So when that damper closes, it should have an airtight seal so that any airflow, wind, or whatever is not pushing that soot odor or anything down the chimney. If your house is under negative pressure, you're going to get airflow coming down that chimney. So after you use that fireplace and it cools down, you want to make sure that damper is closed. When it's not winter, that thing, you want to have it closed. A lot of people have those fireplace doors. You want to make sure your fireplace doors are closed and sealed up, because it can be a source of particulate and, smoke odor and that sort of thing. But you'll typically see or know that if you have a fireplace problem. I cleaned one chimney about 30 years ago and ruined about $400 or $500 worth of high-end HEPA filters. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
There are people that do that.
I did not know
what I was
doing.
It's a whole other pep talk show.
So,
well, we're out of time already.
Oh, goodness.
We had so many great questions this morning from listeners.
Call us if you didn't get on. Call us 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. I will see you soon.
Yes, and you have an email.
We should go eat.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go and find Taylor and eat.
We should have an email. You have an email letter, too, a newsletter.
At gulfcoastaircare.com. We'll get you a newsletter. And yeah, we didn't even talk about that today.
Yeah, okay.
It's out there.
All right.
Let us help.
Todd St. Norris with Gulf Coast Air Care. Thank you so much. This has been Pep Talk.